2013 comes to a close, so too have many Kansas City restaurant favorites. From bistros and bars and grills and steakhouses, Kansas City has lost many food friends. And some, like JJ's, went well before their time. I'm Charles Ferruza, and on today's Central Standard, I'm joined by the fellow food critics to mourn the loss of Kansas City restaurants in 2013. However, it's not all doom and gloom. We'll also be discussing the best new restaurants that have opened in the last year. Such is the way of the food industry. It's an ever-changing palate. Of course, you, the listener, will also be an important part of today's show. We'd like to hear what your favorite new restaurant is this year and what places you're sad to see go away. That's all ahead on Central Standard. But first, the news. My name is Charles Ferruza. I'm here with a fabulous panel of food writers, and we're going to be talking. This is a show we haven't, I don't think we've done enough of this show. It's our year-end roundup because 2013 is coming to a close. And we're going to welcome in, well, I will not be one of the welcomers. I never go out for New Year's anymore, ever, ever, ever. Because, A, I used to always work it. It was a lucrative night as a server to work on New Year's. But, you know, I consider New Year's Eve to be amateur night in Dixie. You know, it's when the people who don't go out to eat, that's the night they go out.
I like to stay in and stay on the couch.
It's safer that way.
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is a little less grim. But it's funny because I was thinking before we went on the air, and before I'm going to hold that thought, so my fellow panelists can please introduce themselves, starting with you, Emily.
I am Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com, and I am anti-going out on New Year's Eve.
My name is Chris Basica, and I write for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City. And I like a party on New Year's Eve.
A private party, not a restaurant.
Yeah, mostly. But I kind of like New Year's Eve. I think it's a fun time to dress up. There we go. There's the sole reason.
That was Chris Barbie Basica. All right. And Mary?
I'm Mary Block. I write the blog AroundTheBlockKC.com. That's also on Facebook, and I do the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star. I do like to stay in, but we have a tradition that we have lobsters and champagne with friends.
I'm going to your house.
In my jeans.
Oh, how beautiful. Yeah. How beautiful. No, I was thinking before the show, because we do our roundup of restaurants that have opened or closed in the year we're talking about, which would be 2013 for us. But before I stopped waiting tables, I worked for six different restaurants that have all closed.
Do you see a possible link there?
I think possibly I may have had something to do with one of them.
Okay.
As the world's rudest waiter. But as far as the other ones, I had... Oh, gosh, and I think I worked New Year's Eve at all of them.
Oh.
Yes, except for the original Pancake House, because I had already quit then. But anyway, we are going to be talking about 2013, the restaurants you miss, the restaurants you loved that have gone away, or maybe the new restaurants that have come into Kansas City over the last 12 months and that you just love. We're going to be talking about all of that. But first, let's talk about new places that our panelists have been to, well, now.
Okay. Well, I will start. And I keep going back to District Poorhouse.
Really?
In the old Gaff space. You say that as if you're surprised.
Well, I mean,
which I understand because it's so close to my house.
It's very close to your house.
Yes. Gregory and Warnell. And I love the decor. I love the atmosphere.
Now, has the service improved?
The service, this last time I had a server that I had not seen before, because my service there has been up and down.
Right.
I really, really want this place to be good. I went.
It sure has the potential.
I love the location because it's close to my house. And like I said, the decor is amazing. I love the atmosphere. I love the idea. They have, you know, TVs so my husband can watch sports, and they have a lot of beer and a lot of infused liquors, and the food on their menu appeals to me. The words appeal to me. The first time I went, I had an amazing meal. And I've gone back four or five times since, and I want it to be better than it is. But I love, if you're going for drinks, I think it's a great place to go for drinks. And I think that the food conceptually is pretty good, but as far as execution, it's just a little hit or miss.
Got it.
But I really, really hope that 2014 is the year for District Poorhouse.
All right. I vote for that. What about you, Chris? Where have you been?
Well, the newest place I've been is a reincarnation of an old place that's still here. Can you be reincarnated if you're still here? I don't think so.
Reborn.
But anyway, Grand Street Cafe has a new restaurant at 8815 Flum. And I could not even picture what was at 8815 Flum.
It's so funny you should say that, Chris, because I think I've said on the show before that I when I drove out there one night, I could not find it. I did eventually find it. It is so hard to find.
Well, if you know it's in an office building, which kind of goes along with the other one,
right.
And it's right smack west of 435 and Flum.
But you have to go through the two different roundabouts.
Yes, two different roundabouts, which is a little confusing.
Someone like me, it's ultra confusing. Yeah.
But you know what? And the place I loved, I couldn't decide if I liked the decor or didn't, but it is very cool. Not cool, but it's cool. It's navy blues and light grays.
Yeah, very cool colors.
Very corporate.
Can I throw in that my immediate reaction to it was... It was an airport. It looked like an airport lounge of vintage 1978.
Oh, that's only cruel.
Yeah,
I'm kinder than you, probably. I thought it looked just corporate, and I thought the textures in there. I loved the coverings, and I like the white bar, and they have a huge bar.
It's not unattractive. Don't get me wrong.
No, it's yeah.
Is it the same menu?
It's the exact same menu, and it's from what we had. It's done really well. And we had a darling waitress, and I went specifically to find it because, you know, I live way west, and there's nowhere to eat way west. And I'm going, holy cow, I now have two places I can eat west of the world. So anyway, I thought Grand Street Cafe is doing a good job there, and it was a really interesting location. And if that space takes off, if the space around it takes off, it should do really
well.
It's
going to be some kind of office park, right? Or
something. Yeah, a huge office park, it looks like.
Mary?
Well, I was at a few places over the holidays that I'd been to before. The best meal I had was at Extra Virgin, which I always love. And they change up their menu a lot, which I appreciate. It's at 1900 Main. I always get the octopus, no matter what variation it is, because Michael really knows how to make octopus. It's not rubbery. It's grilled. It's perfect. But a new item that he has on the menu are pork belly buns, like you could get in Momofuku in New York, which I love. And now I don't have to fly to New York anymore to do that.
Well, would you say that they're like the pork buns in the steamed buns that you get in any Oriental restaurant?
No. They're more open. They're not a closed bun, okay. And they're soft. And they're doughy, but they're more springy than doughy. Mm-hmm. And then there's hoisin and cucumber and vegetables. And at Momofuku, it's all like the fat of the pork belly. And Michael's is meaty and it's crisp and really, really good. Four to an order, I think. And so you can, you know, have that and many other things as well. And they also do a very unconventional but wonderful potatoes bravas. Instead of the chunks of potato, they're sliced like potato chips. So they're really crunchy.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, excellent. And we went to the Bristol in Power and Light, which was, I have to say, disappointing.
I haven't been there in years.
When it first opened, I thought they really did a nice job. And I had heard somebody say this about the one out south, too. I think they just need to up their game a little bit. The gumbo was good. The rice wasn't cooked. Everybody's tuna was overcooked.
Well, I guess they better up their game because they've got the 801 seafood place to compete with them now. Yeah,
right. Yeah, exactly. Although down in the Power and Light, they don't because it's out in Leawood. But
still,
and it's such a pretty restaurant. Pretty. And we had a private room, which was the reason we went because you can talk.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice, but it was unimpressive. And then I never go to Capital Grill for lunch, but we were there. And I had a grilled tuna burger that was excellent. And they'll let you have any side. So I said, can I have the chips from the bar? They said, sure. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah, we were there for lunch yesterday because we like to go the day after Thanksgiving. And I had their steak salad, which for $19 was this gigantic steak with, I mean, a gigantic salad with a really good piece of meat on it, and it was just scrumptious. We, of course, sit in the bar, and we take the potato chips to our table.
So that's smart. Well, my son had a steak sandwich that looked just beautiful.
Oh, that prime rib sandwich?
It was a ribeye sandwich.
Ribeye sandwich, yeah, I've had that. That's really
onion ring on top and good bread.
I want to remind people that although she's almost always completely unflappable, Christine Basica, I think she said that the new Grand Street Cafe is at 88th and Flum. Apparently, according to our producer, it's at 88th and Renner Road.
That's what I meant.
I knew you meant that. When you said it, I knew it.
That is correct. Sorry.
No problem.
That
I want
right.
to
Thank
remind
you.
Our listeners, you could always correct us and cajole us or caress us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. We were talking about, we're going to talk about in the next half hour, favorite restaurants that have come to Kansas City in 2013 and the sad, lamented tale of the restaurants that have closed in 2013. And, you know, those lists almost always invariably weigh out where the same number of closings
that an opening
an openings sort of level out. So we are taking your phone calls. And, oh, you could send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to
@KCURCST.
And the switchboards are starting to fill up. So if you want to call in, 816-235-2888. This is probably a good time to talk about let's launch into the best meals you have had in 2013. Or maybe for you, Chris, if not the best meal, some of the best places you went to.
You know, this was a really interesting exercise for a woman with no memory.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of went down, and I'm really going to be anxious to hear what our readers think, our listeners think, because when I started listing, I found myself listing some of the same restaurants over and over, which was a little distressing to me, honestly. And then I thought, well, okay. And then I found myself also doing what people do right before, you do a staff evaluation. You only think of the last month or two or 3 months, whatever that person has done. So anyway, I'm just going to name a couple things at this point. The best appetizer I consistently go to, and you guys are all going to laugh at me, and you're going to know just how plebeian my tastes are, but at the Grand Street, their cheese fondue with the apple and the pretzel sticks, every time I go there, I get that, and every time I am supremely happy. And
it's delicious, but you don't have this problem, but I would. It's so fattening.
Oh, I don't know. Doesn't matter there with that. I'm sorry. It just, that's just not... That's so, and then I was started thinking, as long as I was thinking about fattening stuff, actually, I started thinking about the best chicken I've had recently.
Fried?
Well, I started with fried because I had to name Rye because I think they do a really good job. But it took me back to Boots and Coats, which was my favorite fried chicken place ever.
Doesn't some incarnation of that still exist on 103rd Street?
I don't know, Charles. Okay. I don't know. But then that reminded me of the fact that that's where I learned to drink an old fashioned. So, it has so many fond memories in my heart. But nonetheless, but then I also thought about Pot Pie for their pan roasted chicken, which is always wonderful. And then that took me sort of to the chicken spadini at Garozzo's. And those are just sort of standards for me. And I thought, I need to get out more. So I'm just going to stop right there.
That's all excellent. I want to remind our listeners that we're talking about favorite meals from the year 2013. We're also talking about places that you've loved that have left or new places that you love that have arrived at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. Aunt Mary, this is your cue, I guess.
Okay. Well, Chris, I have the advantage of having this blog.
Your blog,
so
yes.
I have photographs from the whole year, and my last blog post of the year was about my favorite dishes of 2013. So I could just consult that. Many of them actually were out of town, but the best ones I had here in Kansas City came mostly from two of my new favorite restaurants, Voltaire in the West Bottoms and Novel at 17th and Summit. Novel had a unbelievable corn soup with chilies and clams, and it was as gorgeous as it was delicious. Voltaire has, it's not on the menu currently. They had a cauliflower and snake bean vegetarian dish that was out of this world.
Mm.
And I'm hoping it'll come back someday. I was shocked by the tomahawk chop at Final Cut, which was one of the best steaks I've ever eaten. That's at the Hollywood Casino. Any chili relleno at Port Fonda, however they're doing it that day, I absolutely love. And the Cubano sandwich at Pigwich behind Local Pig was really a nice little revelation as well. And on the pork theme, the pork hash at Succotash can't be beat.
I agree with all of those. Those are good choices. Well, I have not had the tomahawk chop, but because doesn't it cost like $8 million?
It was really expensive, and it was complimentary, so I don't know exactly how much
it
was.
I think it's $82 or something, but it's enough for two people.
Or
maybe
three.
Maybe
four.
Maybe lunch the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I've been thinking, I would like to ask for a moment of silence while I give this, you know, this roll call of the, at least the gone to be remembered forever restaurants that have passed away in 2013. The saddest story was probably JJ's.
Yeah.
Just a great institution that I hope comes back. another longtime favorite. I went there a couple of times. I liked it a lot. Shields Manor Bistro in Platte City.
Oh.
In that old house.
Yep.
Woods Weather 2, the diner over on the Northland. It had its charms, I must say. I think I was the only one that experienced those charms, but I kind of liked it. sad story about Clark's American Caribbean Bistro on Broadway.
Mm.
It didn't the chef got very ill and he couldn't keep it open. That was a sad story. Milbourne's in the Northland. I think it was open for about 10 minutes or so it seemed. My beloved Papa Lou's Soul Delicious Soul Food Buffet on 12th Street. I cry every time I pass the building. let's see. Chaco's Bakery.
Oh,
in
I
Mission.
Missed that.
Oh,
that's a lot.
What a wonderful place that was. I'm going to apologize in advance. I was never a huge fan of Filio, the Italian restaurant in Country Club Plaza.
Oh, really?
Charles, I ate there when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I honestly thought it closed like 10 years ago.
I know.
It should have.
I didn't know it was still open. I had no idea it was still open.
You know, people loved it. And it did, I'll tell you, it had, what did it have? I don't know.
It had some charm. And I love the pasta hanging in the,
It had sentimental value to people who visited the plaza on special occasions.
Well, you know, I will say this. Speaking of sentimental, it was one of the least expensive places to dine on the Country Club Plaza. You really got a lot of bang for your buck.
That is true.
The food wasn't always very consistent, but I've had several friends that worked there, and the service was usually pretty good. The friends I had that worked there were the worst ones, but they were all fired. And it had its charms, and I've not been to the new place. Have you all been to Chewy's yet?
Yes.
And in a word, how would you describe it?
Fair.
Oh, that's nicer than I.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it depends on what you get. Nothing is really very good. If you've got little kids, there's a lot to keep them occupied.
Well, there. Mary, can I ask you, because you would remember this. Is it anything like the old Annie Santa Fe?
No. I thought Annie's of Santa Fe was much better.
I thought Annie's Santa Fe was quite good.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting.
But there's so many locally owned, really good Mexican restaurants. I think your calories could be better spent elsewhere.
Hmm. We're already starting to get some calls, so let's see what Jeff has to say. Jeff from downtown?
Well, I wanted to put in a good word for Bluebird
at
17th and
Summit. Absolutely.
I have just had the best food there that I've had any place that I've lived. They take real food local, and they know how to prepare it. The service is excellent. And I think that the prices are quite reasonable. So I think that it's just really a great, great asset to the community.
I think Bluebird is, too. I really agree with that. And it was the first that was doing local food and taking the care that you're talking about. They also do a really good breakfast. They have really good breakfasts.
Breakfasts. Yes. Hey, thank you, Jeff. You know, and his call for some reason reminded me that a restaurant story that was kind of unique and Maybe one of the bigger restaurant stories for 2013 was that the Old Corner was reopened in Westport. And, you know, for decades it was really a hopping and happening place.
Right.
It really died a slow and miserable death. But this, the two new young owners, I like the food there.
Oh, I haven't eaten there yet.
Yeah. Well, and they just switched chefs about a month or six weeks ago.
I liked it. I thought it was good. It wasn't. It was what I was expecting for a corner restaurant in Westport, and just the fact that the place didn't smell like it used to was a 120% improvement.
It doesn't even really look like the way it used to.
No.
I haven't eaten there on a weekend morning yet, but so I don't know if it has that same hungover vibe that it did in the glory days. But
well, they have great French fries though, really good French fries. That was the best thing I thought on the menu.
They do.
Surprisingly. Great.
And their Benedicts are huge.
Are they really?
Yeah. I got a sausage Benedict, and the whole plate was just smothered in hollandaise. And
that's
great.
That speaks well.
Yeah. So, and they have coffee. So if you're waiting for a table, there's coffee. You can just get yourself some coffee.
And it's one of the first restaurants, and I think this is a sign of things to come, where you order a cup of coffee. It's only available via French press, where you get the little
like the farmhouse down in the Key, yeah.
And that's, a new restaurant that is opening, it'll come to me where it is, they're planning to do the same thing, just French press-only coffees.
Are you thinking perhaps of Collection? Because I know Selena Teo does that at Julian.
I was thinking the Belfry, which is opening this
weekend. Oh, right, the Belfry,
finally.
Yes. Right.
At the Belfry, she's going to be having
space.
Oddly Correct Coffee and the Roastery Coffee and Broadway Cafe Coffee, but I think it is all going to be served French press, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Now, at Collection, I saw a table that had a French press, but ours was being poured from a pot that the server was carrying around. So it was a very busy day. It was the Chiefs-Broncos game in Kansas City, and there were lots of drunk football fans from both teams all over, so they were probably just trying to keep the coffee going
that
morning.
Anyway, we are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. Let's see.
Charles, I have a big list that I will get to after the break.
Great.
But I wanted to tell you guys about a first that I had. And I probably should be kicked off the food critics for not having eaten here sooner. But I went to the Peanut on Christmas night down Maine at 5000 Maine. And I had the nachos there. Best nachos I've had in Kansas City.
What made them so good? I mean,
Really? It's got to be their hamburger meat they do on their grill. And I think they add a few other taco seasonings to them. They are so good.
I've had BLTs there, but never
I've
nachos.
I've never had the nachos
there. It was a huge plate of nachos, and I cleaned that plate.
That is so interesting. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
good to know.
We're starting to get some emails. One is about the Marrakesh Cafe, which did close. And the listener wrote in to say that one of the reasons they closed, and I wrote about this myself in the pitch, was that the odor from the rug store next to the restaurant, the odor of mothballs, was driving their customers away.
Oh.
And having eaten there several times, if it was a hot day, that aroma was unavoidable.
That's
and here's
really
the fact. A few weeks ago, I was with a friend who actually was going to buy a rug, and we had to go in there. And when we walked out, I swear to you, I smelled like Vicks VapoRub. So anyway, and let's see. Oh, Rihanna from Kansas City, Missouri. I wanted to mention, this is maybe the saddest story of 2013, that Harry Starker's Reserve had closed.
Yeah.
So a moment of silence for Starker's Reserve.
That was one of the few places also where you could really see the lights.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's so funny
to me. It
was a
beautiful dining room.
Yeah, the plaza lights, and you can't see them from the restaurants at all.
But it was really, didn't have that storefront. It was upstairs, and I think it was kind of, if you didn't know about it, if you were a shopper on the plaza, you wouldn't just walk in.
No, that's
made it hard.
Sure, that's true.
Let's take a call from Dave in Overland Park. Dave, what do you have to tell us?
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year to you.
Charles, you closed a newspaper out too, besides those seven restaurants, but we still like it.
I was long gone from that paper, I might add.
I'm pulling your leg terribly.
Although I did work for a newspaper that closed because of my incompetence, but that's a long ago story. They had me writing all the personal ads, a giant mistake, I might say. Anyway, what do you have to tell us about it?
I'm in search of the holy grail of the Annie Santa Fe empanada, and also an empanada that disappeared at Salty Iguana this year.
And what was that empanada?
Well, the Annie Santa Fe was just a very sweet, neat, it was something I'd never encountered anyplace else. And, you know, I defer to the panel for any empanada tips. And also, there's a good burger place whose name escapes me at 76th and Medcalf in what used to be the old Peanut. I mean, in a very nondescript, you know, auto parts strip mall. And it faces south on 76, so it doesn't even face Medcalf. But my nephew's, you know, been raving about that, too.
That's Bergen Barrel, right, at 76th and Metcalf?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to get over there. Hey, Dave, since we're coming to the top of the hour, we'll answer your question off the air when we come back, I should say. So stick with us, callers. We will get to your phone calls. And when we come back, we'll take more of your calls about the restaurants you fell in love with in 2013 or the restaurants that you miss. And you are back with us on Central Standard Friday. My name is Charles Ferruzza. I'm here with Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Christine Basica. We want to know, is there a restaurant that closed down this year that you're already beginning to miss? What place do you wish hadn't left Kansas City? Or what restaurant are you thrilled has arrived? Join the conversation right now at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can email us at centralstandard@kcur.org or
send us a tweet to @KCURCST.
Well, the switchboard is filling up, and you mentioned a place. Chris.
Empanadas, though. We were going to get back on empanadas.
To Dave, who was listening and called in to ask about empanadas. I want to throw out a really big shout out to a new little empanada restaurant. They have a few other things besides empanadas, but that really is their focus. It's a family-owned place, and it's called Empanada Madness on Southwest Boulevard.
It's at 906 Southwest Boulevard.
And the empanadas there are absolutely, absolutely delicious. And Emily, you thought of a good one.
Story in Prairie Village on 69th Terrace has duck empanadas that are very, very good.
Are they like roast duck?
Maybe duck confit.
That would be my guess.
I think they're duck confit. I don't want to misstate, but they're delicious, duck. I always want to eat more of them when I go. I have a list of some favorites in 2013. One of them was the pork chop at room 39. Mm. It was a Berkshire pork chop with butternut squash spatzel and braised cabbage, and it had this mustard jus on it. And actually, my husband ordered that, and I ordered the steak, and I made him trade. I loved the steak, but I made him trade me so I could finish that. So I would like to eat that again at room 39 many, many times in 2014. And speaking of Story, I had an amazing short rib dinner at Story. I'm really into meat right now, I guess. Hungarian beef at Grenauer.
Very good.
Yeah.
We've got an interesting caller that I'm so glad who called. Is this Jimmy Francais?
Hi, Charles. It is Jimmy.
You know why I like you so much, Jimmy? Have I ever told you this? You're one of the very few restaurateurs in Kansas City that didn't fire me when I was a server. although a friend of mine said I would have been the first to go. But. Well, Jimmy, what is happening? Is there a future for JJ's?
Well, the first thing I'd like to mention, Charles, I've been off and on because I've been in and out of the car. I don't know if we mentioned Starker's.
Yes, we just gave an homage to Starker's. We loved that place.
Did you? Because Johnny McClure was a tremendous restaurateur, and I missed that restaurant a lot.
It was a class act.
But back to JJ's, you know, now that we're about 11 months into this, I don't think we will rebuild on the original site. There's just still too many burned out buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But I've looked at a couple of places, and we hope this year to be back in business.
Great. Will it still be called JJ's, or would you give it a different name?
No, I think JJ's is probably kind of have a reincarnation. And most of my staff wants to come back and work, and that was really a big part of what made JJ's what it was. Was the tremendous people that worked there. So, but I wanted to wish all of you a happy new year.
Thank you, Jimmy. And Jimmy, I think that would be the happiest restaurant news of 2014 is when you reopen JJ's.
Yeah. I've gotten a couple calls from some friends who make wine in Europe, and they've agreed to come in if I reopen for the grand opening. Patrice Momoso, who does Bouvet Tresor, and Jacques Lartier, the winemaker, at, well, he's kind of semi-retired at Jadot, and they both expressed interest in coming in. So if we do it, and I think something's going to happen, I'm starting to get a little bored, Charles, I'll be honest.
I bet you are. And now, Jimmy, just promise us that the new JJ's will not be in Eudora, Kansas.
No, you know, I think it's going to surprise you. I'm in negotiations right now. I'm not going to go any further because I've been in negotiations a couple of times that haven't fallen through in the last year. But I really like this scenario. So, and it's not in Fedora, Kansas.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Hey, Jimmy,
located down.
Happy New Year to you, and we look forward to hearing you join us again. Let's see. We've got a full switchboard. Let's go to... Is this Ken in Liberty? Oh, did I miss you?
This is Dennis from Kansas City, Missouri.
Hold on.
A couple of restaurants I'd like to, well, one's a restaurant, one's not a restaurant, but I'd like to shout them out. The lamb biryani at the Holy Lamb Cafe is the best lamb biryani. Well, it's the best Mediterranean food I've had anywhere.
Okay. And where is the Holy Lamb Cafe?
It's on 80, do you know where Zarda's Barbecue is on 87th Street?
Uh-huh.
Right behind that, same parking lot.
Hmm. Okay. I've eaten there once.
The Holy Land Cafe, like I said, the lamb biryani, the gyros there are excellent. Best med food I've had in Kansas City. And the street tacos that they serve at Bickelmeyer's Meat Market on Saturdays till 4. And they don't, you know, it's a meat market, it's a butcher shop. But on Saturdays, they serve these street tacos. And they're the best, most authentic street tacos I've ever had. The tacos al pastor, and they've got several different kinds of meats there that you eat. The steak, the beef, the pork, the al pastor, and then this other stuff that I don't prefer to eat because it has parts in it.
I will second that. I love the Saturday tacos at Bickelmeyer's, and they're just a great local butcher shop. And anytime we need a big cut of meat, we go to Bickelmeyer's.
But, that's my shout-out. Thank you, and I'll take rest off here.
Thank you. Let's go to... Let's go to, is it Bob in Kansas City, Kansas?
That's me.
Hey,
Bob. How you doing?
What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I guess they were talking about earlier, but the new restaurant, it's on 906 Southwest Boulevard. It's Empanada Madness. I'm from the East Coast, and you know, my mom's Puerto Rican. And I, you know, moving out here, obviously there's a big Mexican culture out here, and I love it. But I definitely miss some of the staples that I'm used to, you know, the pork and steak and rice and beans. And I got to say, it's the closest thing to my mom's cooking. It's the best comfort food I think I've had since I've been here 7 years now. And, you know, they got the fried plantains and steak and rice and beans. The red beans and rice is just unbelievable. And fried egg on top, the whole deal.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite empanada at Empanada Madness?
You know, it's so funny. I've gone there several times now, and I get the same thing every time. It's the steak and the rice and beans. I guess it just brings you back to home too much. It's funny. I've gone to this place, and I haven't had the empanadas yet. I don't know why. But I just eat this food, and I don't know. I'm just so happy when I'm eating it that I haven't even tried anything else yet.
It's a glowing endorsement.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to try that place.
Hey, thank you, Bob. And that's Empanada Madness on Southwest Boulevard. What is the address?
906 Southwest Boulevard.
Very good.
Or just follow my car because I will be going straight there after this.
And again, you're more than welcome to join the conversation at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. The main focus of this half hour, of course, is the best restaurants you have experienced. They could be new or old. In 2013, or places you missed that you're sad to see go. Do you have any sad thoughts?
I really
I know you like Starkers.
Yes, and I've not really gotten over Chaco's. I mean, I work off mission, you know, off Metcalf, and Chaco's was my go-to place. It was also my emergency place. If I needed a small birthday cake, they made really good.
Did they really?
Very, very small birthday cake.
That was such a nice family.
Oh, it was.
Too.
And yeah, I mean, not that anything's happened to the family, just the restaurant, not to cause confusion there. One of the things that really got to me this year, though, and I think I mentioned it before, was the when I was thinking about best soups, and I think in Kansas City we have wonderful places that do soup.
Right.
But I think the best one I had was the French onion soup at the Final Cut, and because it wasn't, it was different. It was fun. It was not just a pile of broth with a pile, you know, bowl of broth with the onions on the bottom. it was just such a great surprise. Hmm. It was wonderful.
And let's go to is Donald downtown? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, obviously it isn't Donald. What is your name?
Sierra.
Sierra. And Sierra, what do you want to tell us about?
I wanted to quick mention about two restaurants. One of my best 2013 restaurant was Tasso's. It's a Greek restaurant off of 86th and 1 there, I believe so. They had great service, and they entertainment is great, too. They have a live band, usually a dinner service. The prices are good for dinner. They're better for lunch. And the second restaurant, quickly, I wanted to mention, was a new restaurant off of Antioch and Brooktree Lane called Diego's Bar and Grill.
Oh, yeah, north of the river.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
a very, very nice restaurant.
What's the name again?
Diego's Bar and Grill. It's owned by Ivan Marquez, who owns Frida's.
Oh, yes, Frida's.
Exactly. And Frida's is an awesome restaurant, too. Frida's is more of an authentic Mexican. At the Diego's Bar and Grill, it's more of a kind of an all-around menu. They have everything on there, so it's a very good choice to try. And they just opened about a month ago, so they're doing very well right now. So, I like both of those restaurants. Tasso's is doing awesome. They're great. So.
Thank you. And that was Sierra. I have been to Diego's Bar and Grill, and they have a few, maybe three or four dishes from the Frida's menu, but mostly they have pizza, pastas. It's a little neighborhood bar. Very cute and very comfortable. As for Tasso's, I haven't eaten there in a long, long time.
I ate there this summer, and I had a really good meal. I can't tell you what right now, but they have a darling little patio outside, and I'm not fond of parking lot patios too much, but the way this was set up, you didn't feel like you were sitting in a parking lot. It was really nice, and they're very the owner now is very friendly, very nice, very fun place.
All right. I used to work in a restaurant that used to be in that very same building. It came to a sad end, but that's another year and another story. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin in Leawood, are you on the air with us?
I'm here.
Hi, Kevin. And do you have a sad tale for us?
I do have a sad tale, and it's a little bit of nostalgia, but it's for Wade's, especially the one on 103rd and State Line.
Oh.
We really enjoy their hot beef sandwich and their fresh, I guess, homemade mashed potatoes. My son and I always went there, and we always enjoyed it. We're sad to see that they're no longer there.
Is the one in Prairie Village gone, too?
The building's gone. It's all gone.
Oh.
There are no more Wade's, I believe.
We were in Kansas City at one time, but they're all gone.
I know it. You know, it was a great place to go if you had a really bad hangover.
I went there all through high school, and we only got the same. My friend and I, my best friend in high school, Helen and I always ordered their chocolate pie and their onion rings, and that's what we had for
lunch. I want to tell
you
something. That is exactly what I still order at the Town Topic downtown.
Really?
It is the best breakfast anyone could ever have. Chocolate cream pie and onion rings. You will never find a better combination. I totally agree. With a cup of coffee. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much. Let's go to Amy. Amy, are you on the air with us?
Hi. I just wanted to say that two things. One, I think the Mission Farms restaurants are great. I'm a little biased because I live at Mission Farms, but especially Kelly Manning's Tavern at Mission Farms. They're at 105th and Mission. He also operates Tavern in the Village, in Prairie Village. I just think their food, wine, and service are always just so consistent and top-notch. And then I wanted to ask if any of you had eaten at the new Hotel Sorella Italian restaurant that was new in 2013.
I have.
I have, too. And I thought it was okay. A little better than okay, maybe. I went fairly early, which was a mistake. I mean, they'd only been open for a week or so, and I don't think they quite had things together. It is, however, a very loud restaurant from a very loud bar.
Well, there's a lot of hard surfaces in it. Yeah. I liked it.
It's elegant.
I think a little too early, too, a couple weeks after they'd opened. And there were still obviously some kinks to be worked out, but I walked away with a mostly favorable impression. They've got some really good people in the kitchen and some really creative thinking going on. And I happen to be one of those people that – it's totally subversive on my part. But I like the fact that it's a dining room with all these huge glass windows and none of them look at the traditional view of the plaza.
Well, they
look at the other side.
That's true.
Which is mostly Ward Parkway. But at night with all those – a ribbon of lights from the cars is really kind of appealing.
That, you're right. That is true. And the they also have parking that's right there. And yesterday I rediscovered how important it is to have parking, because the plaza is just
right
a nightmare.
It's free valet parking, I believe, is it not?
Yeah. Well, it's right there. I mean, right. You just go down and under and then go to the restaurant. It's great.
You know what I really loved about that valet parking?
The other
When I brought my car, hold on a minute, Mary. Oh. I brought my car. I parked my now crashed Dodge Caliber, and when they brought my car out, it was a Mercedes. I said, "Someone's made a mistake," but I'm happy with it.
Right.
Go ahead, Mary. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. The other thing I wanted to note was that Dean Smith, who used to be at Starkers, just took over as general manager. So right. I suspect things will move, be a little smoother.
He's a real pro.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
And we are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. Tell us what restaurants you were sad to see go in 2013, or restaurants like the Rosso in the Hotel Sorello that have arrived for 2013. I'm telling you that for every restaurant that closes, we get at least one new restaurant in Kansas City.
We should do an open-close, just a list.
I know.
Back to back and see what happens.
Anyway, Mary, what are some of the places on your 2013 list?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Novel and Voltaire I was really excited about. I still lament the closing of the Prospect, even though it's been 20 years.
20? I want to say it's more like 25.
Maybe so. But that was such a great neighborhood type of place.
Sure,
and there's really nothing that's ever replaced it in my mind.
I don't think anything ever could replace it. It certainly had a certain joie de vivre of its own. And although I'll tell you, I'm going to be intrigued to see what Jimmy Francais does to recreate JJ's.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like maybe a year from now we'll be talking about great new openings of 2014, and it was JJ's.
Yeah, hope so.
Right.
Yeah.
But are there anything else on your list of 2013 that you rave about or we're sorry to see go away?
Well, the other dish that I didn't mention that I love and go back to all the time, I mentioned the pork hash at Succotash, but their Cuban sandwich is awesome. And I always ask for it with extra jalapenos and extra pickles, and I'm very happy.
Cafe Sebastian has a really good Reuben sandwich, mm-hmm. too, which is not something that I necessarily think of at that restaurant. But speaking of sandwiches, that is also a great, great sandwich.
Webster House does a really nice Reuben, too.
Yes, they do.
As does Cafe Europa.
Yep.
Yeah, and I just wrote about a new place that is doing a Reuben sandwich, but they aren't putting Russian dressing on it. They do it St. Louis style or something.
Well, I saw that picture. It also looked like it was a ham and cheese. I kept looking at it thinking, there's no way that's corned beef.
It actually was. It was really Boyle's corned beef. But let's go to Raymond. Raymond in Kansas City, Missouri. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Good. How are you?
We're fine. Happy New Year. Peace and prosperity to you all. I'd like to give a shout out to Sprouts Pan Fried Chicken. They used to be on 87. I haven't been to the one in North or the one in Shawnee Mission, if they're there. But we have an extended menu, but it's the best chicken that a pan-fried chicken I've ever eaten.
I agree.
I think they have really good chicken, and I love their cinnamon rolls. And I can proudly say I've never eaten their green beans.
Yeah, they are.
Just because, why would you? I mean, it was like people at my table would always get the green beans, and I'm like, why? Why? Eat more cinnamon
nostalgia.
Rolls.
Nostalgia. It's called nostalgia, baby. Hey, Raymond, thank you for that shout-out. We all love
Go to the one in Mission. It's good. And Fairway, actually.
Yeah.
It's Fairway.
Right. We should mention one of the big restaurant news stories of 2013 was Colby and Megan Geraltz from Blue Stem opening Rye Mission Farms. And they they deep fry their chicken. I don't think they could do the volume they do with pan frying.
Well,
so
it's
labor-intensive.
Very good.
Yeah, I like it.
Their chicken livers are wonderful.
And I had it because everybody was having it. I'm not basically a fried chicken lover. But since then, I've gone back for their hamburger, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And their cottage fries are great.
All right. Let's go to Mark. Mark, are you with us?
Yes.
Where have you been in 2013 that you like a lot?
China Garden Buffet. Oh, my God.
In Mission?
Yes, it's in Merriam, actually.
Yes, yes, in the shopping center.
5860 Antioch Road. I've been to a lot of Chinese restaurants, and
I can't get away from the greasy restaurants. I mean, there's just everything's limp and greasy at many Chinese buffets. But here, there's quite a few choices of fish, and I like that for healthy eating. And I've been to Fusions, and they have their calling card, I suppose, is the frog legs. But I come all the way out here. I've been waiting in the parking lot a half an hour for them to open right now.
Wow, that is dedication.
Really?
Well, I'm going to have to try that. I've driven past that place a million times. And it is always, it busy, seems busy, yeah.
Mm. Well, Mark, so go have a General Zhao's chicken for us to start the new year. And let's see, do we have... Oh, we're waiting for these calls to be screened.
You know, Bowling's opened on the plaza this year.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And that's certainly a non-greasy Chinese restaurant.
And they do a wonderful job.
They do.
And some of their new dishes are on my favorite of 2013. They have
what are some of your favorites?
Well, they had a salted fish fried rice that was like the salt cod fried rice I had at Mission Chinese in San Francisco, which is very, very popular. And it was a salted fish fried rice. And if you like really salty, starchy foods like I do, it's really delicious. And their ramen bar, I've talked about it a few times. I think it's so great. You can get the ramen bar menu at the table, but you pick your broth and you pick your noodles and your meat. And you get a customized giant bowl of ramen for, I don't know, $9.
Can I tell you what my very favorite thing about the new Bowling's is? After dinner, you could have a piece of cake.
Yes.
And it's good cake.
And it's really good cake.
I also like the fact that they have sushi.
Yes.
Which is unusual at a Chinese restaurant, but it's quite good.
We have an email from Stanley asking, whatever happened to Cafe Augusta? And if I remember, Cafe Augusta was on 87th Street that would have been what?
Lenexa.
Yeah. And they had some good German food there as specials. It wasn't a German restaurant. But it was a cute little place. I'll tell you, that was not a stellar location.
Yeah.
It was sort of off the beaten path. I mean, even though 87th Street is so busy, 87th Street Parkway, I guess I should say, is so busy. I've seen so many restaurants come and go along that stretch.
Speaking of cursed locations, I feel like we talked about it once. Something happening in that old Beacon space around 51st
Nick and Jake's. Nick and Jake's is moving in. They should be open anytime soon.
Okay, so they should do well.
They'll do
there.
Very
well, and now there's a brand new apartment building going up. So they'll have instant customers.
That's true.
Which will help
a lot. That's not an apartment building. It's going to be as big as the Pentagon when it's done. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy, are you calling from Eudora?
Yes, I am.
And you have a question for us.
Yes, what happened to the, I guess it was German or European restaurant, in the Board of Trade building, it was Meyerhoff's, and you would walk in and you would see all these coats of armor, and if you were a gentleman and you didn't have a suit coat on, they would give you one. And it was back, I think, in the 60s, and I just wondered if it's now somewhere else.
No, I mean, the only Meyerhoff's I remember is the one that was on Broadway and kind of was a diner.
Yeah.
They never asked me to put a jacket on. In fact, I could have walked in a bathrobe in that place.
Well, maybe it had a different name, but it was a German type.
Are you talking about the German restaurant that was on top of the Commerce Tower downtown?
No, no, no. This was in the Board of Trade building, the Board of Trade building on the plaza.
Wow. Someone's going to have to call.
Yeah.
Was that before Bowling's?
Yeah. Yes, because before it was Bowling's. Before it was Bowling's, it was... The Colony Steakhouse. Before it was the Colony Steakhouse, it was something. And then at one point it was called the Buttonwood Tree, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Mm. You are right.
But I swear I do not remember, and I've lived in Kansas City for 30 years now, I do not remember any German restaurant in that location. And I lived across the street from it for years.
Well, you would walk in, and before you even got your main course, they would bring you this huge bowl of different cheese, like cheese dip. I mean, you were so full before you even got your main course, and everything looked European. You know, the coats of armor, and this is why I now maybe you're right. Maybe it was the Buttonwood Tree. Anyway.
We'll put the word out for our listeners. If anyone remembers a German restaurant in the Board of Trade building, I can't.
And that's the only restaurant space. I asked if it was before Bowling's, but I meant in that space. So that's the only restaurant space in that building, right?
That I remember.
And is there anything going back in there?
Not yet.
No one's announced anything. We're almost coming up to the top of the hour, so let's take one quick call here from Walt. Walt?
Hey, how are you today?
Good. You want to tell us about a new restaurant?
Yes, I do. Actually, there's two restaurants. One is an old standby I discovered when I moved here 4 years ago, Kate's Kitchen on North Oak Traffic Way. Excellent food, family-run, great prices. They need longer hours. They close after lunch. But there is a new pub up north, 103rd and North Oak, called the White Horse Pub.
I believe it or not, I've been there. It's at 102-21 North Oak Traffic Way, and you really have to keep your eye open for it or you'll miss it.
That is correct.
And it's owned by
good food, bangers, and
bangers and mash.
Yes.
A very good shepherd's pie, very good fish and chips. And I told the owner, whose name is Toby, and he is from London, I said, you know, if you want Chris Basica to get here, you better have some fish and chips and a pint waiting for her at
exactly.
the bar.
Exactly. Yeah. Then I'll be there
it's
in a flash.
It's the best around. I'll go there once a week.
Ooh. Once a week. Wow. All right. Well, we're always happy to hear about new pubs coming. Do we have time for Debbie? Real quickly, what do you have to tell us?
We like Neighbors in Lee's Summit.
Oh, it's a little diner downtown?
Yes, it's delicious. The breakfast is wonderful. We're coming from Northeast Kansas as a family and would like to have an experience place. Not too expensive, but, you know, for a family of 10, and was wondering what your suggestions might be.
Okay.
What ages?
Yeah, what ages?
All the way from 2 to 52.
All right.
I'd go to the dinosaur restaurant in the village.
Yeah, T-Rex.
In the West Village.
No, I've been there for the food. Not, you know, just...
When you said experience.
Oh. Well, you know...
Oops.
you don't go to T-Rex for the food. I think you go for the dinosaurs biting off the heads of the customers. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Chris Basica. Of course, you can always find a list of all the restaurants we mentioned today on the Central Standard page at kcor.org. We've also got podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next with an encore broadcast with the DVD gurus discussing Oscar season. Central Standard returns on Monday with an encore look at the humanities. Our show is produced today by Matthew Long Middleton and Ross Steinmetz. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Have a happy new year. We'll see you in 2014. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.